Sorry about that. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegation, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of a member or agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency's presence? Is there any response to business decisions for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of a or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency's presence? Is there any response to business decisions for the second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response of instance for the third time? Hearing none. Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territorial United States or municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the present premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay. Hi, everybody. This is probably going to be a short meeting because I don't have a lot I really want to talk about. I mean, we got some things to go over. As you know, we had our election committee votes, and we have our actual people that are actually that are going to be in our election committee. They were sent all of the information for like their emails, the election committee email, and information what they need to get started on. Hang on a minute so I can see if I have. Maybe I just did that in an email. Yeah, I did. Excuse me for 1 minute. I want to read basically the Nope. What did I do with that? Anyway, I don't know what I did with that email. With all the counts on it. But anyway, Mark and Robert and Aaron is the ones that are voted in on the election committee. And basically, they need to get together and create a chair to the election committee. Because at this point, we have three other elections that we need to actually get done. And those are the voting on the stand-up contract or the agreement that they want to do, voting on the vetting committee, and voting on the litigation committee. So those are the next votes you guys are going to get from the election committee on votes that we need to take care of and get those committees in process. I'm thinking, tomorrow, do you have any other things that we talked about on the election committee? I forgot what we talked about. tomorrow. Can you hear us tomorrow?
There you go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Sorry for that. What was the question? I apologize.
We, on the election committee, we talked about, I thought it was something else that we needed to vote on or do on the election committee. I forgot on what we talked about.
No, the email is going to be sent out for all the committees so people can see all the committees that need to be filled, and that's all that I know.
Okay, so each one of the committees, what she's talking about is on every one of the committees, we need to rebuild them all and make sure everybody's in them. She's been doing emails and stuff to everybody that was in the current committees to make sure that they're still in them or still, you know, wanting to do the job or the position. And so we're going to send out emails to everybody again on those. Is there any other thing that anybody wants to talk about on the elections or how it was done? Or because there was, I actually talked to Ann about some stuff because we put on the election form that you had to sign it and put your thumbprint. Anna said, no, don't do that. She said that like a normal election, you're just counting hands or names. So basically your name needs to be on them or your email. If you send it in through an email, then your email, the name on the email that you put in is good enough for the, you know, your vote. So do we have any other, anybody wants to say anything about the election and how it went or any changes that we should do?
Yeah, this is Denise for the record. I was looking through the How to Build an Assembly handbook, and I couldn't find anything about electing people to committees. The only thing I could find was that you, the chair of any committee, even the state, is elected by the committee members. So that would be the only election that really applies to committees. In this particular case of the election committee, I did notice that a couple people contacted me and they said they never got a ballot. So I think what we need to do is this election committee is pending a look at the email list, who did receive a ballot, who should have received a ballot, who didn't receive a ballot, and then the people that did open them versus, you know, not, and then the people that sent them in. So I would say that the election committee is subject to the verification of all that information. And also that you just mentioned, and I saw on the ballot that this was the election for the state election committee, but you have just referred to stand-up. And the committee for stand-up, which we had, I think it was around 35-0 vote for yes for stand-up. And there is no money involved with stand-up. It's free. And we just have to accept the contract. And, Rocky, when did you receive that contract?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look.
Okay, because
probably a month ago. I don't know.
Yeah, because I was going back on my emails to see when I received a copy, and your name was on it. It was about almost 2 months ago. So for 2 months, stand-up has been waiting for us to have a county meeting on stand-up. I did try to bring it up in some meetings, but then I was told that it was a state and county meeting combined, but then we're voting on things for the state. So I really think we need to go back to jurisdictionally who's meeting, who's in the meeting, and what we're voting on, if it's either, you know, jurisdiction of state or county. So I think that the I would say that we need to look at the voting that happened, because also I noticed in the How to Build Assembly handbook that the candidates are allowed for any kind of voting to they have like an open forum for candidates to speak, and we didn't have that with this vote, and so we're missing a component of how we do things in American common law on this particular vote. So what I'd like to do is move to have the whole thing reviewed and then possibly a revote on it. And then as far as stand-up, if we are in, are we in a county meeting right now or a state meeting?
State meeting.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll bring up stand-up in the county meeting. And do you plan on having a county meeting on stand-up, the contract for stand-up? I guess I'll just ask because we're kind of on that topic.
Not in this meeting. I mean, we can talk about it at the end with whoever the county people is. But you, since you brought up the overlook and all that, then what we need to do at this point is we need to create an oversight committee to go over what happened and to look it over. This is how we run a government, is when we have discrepancies or complaints or whatever on something that we do in the deal, then that needs to go through oversight. So we need an oversight committee. We need at least three people to step up to be elected in the in an oversight committee to oversee what happened in the election committee and anything else we do. And the people that are in the oversight committee can't be involved in the people that are in conflict. So anybody that's was in the voting of the election committee and Denise, the one bringing it up, cannot be in the oversight committee. So if we can get three people to either email into a, you know, to me or to the election committee, whatever, so we can do an election on them, you know, and get an oversight committee to then go over everything that happened. And then Denise, once we have the oversight committee, Denise can put in her paperwork on whatever she thinks that we need to look at or the oversight committee needs to look at and let them get all the evidence and then bring back to the assembly what actually happened.
Well, I appreciate that, Rocky. I'll just say, though, that in the How to Build an Assembly handbook, there is no voting for committees. You can have as many people as you want on a committee, unless it's a special purpose committee, and that we don't vote people onto committees, and that only the chairman is the person voted by the committee members. I'm just asking anybody, have they seen anything in the How to Build Assembly handbook about voting people on and off committees?
The How to Build Assembly, Denise, they're going through their second version of it on how to do things. And every state and every counties do or allowed to do whatever they think is, you know, how to run their own states. The handbook is a guideline to doing that. So the deal is if there's no voting, if there's no talk about votings in the handbook, then it means we don't vote at all if it's not in there.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Please okay. Don't misrepresent what I said. What I said was that in four committees, people just stand up. There is no voting for committees. And that is only if it's a special purpose committee.
Where does it say that?
In the How to Assembly handbook, there is no voting people on or off committees. They just stand up and volunteer. But the person that is voted on in a committee is the chairman, and they're voted to be the committee chairman by the people on the committee. And so our assembly did not ever adapt any guideline or procedure for voting people on or off assembly, you know, committees. So we would have to do that as a general assembly first before we actually then entertained voting people into committees.
So you're saying that the people in the assembly doesn't have a voice on who's in the committees?
I'm saying that the general assembly at the state level advertises that they're setting up XYZ committees and that people are allowed to volunteer and be on the committees. That's our government. It's a way to you know, make sure that if people want to volunteer, they can. And then I would also bring up the fact that what happens on a committee actually comes to the General Assembly floor anyway for a presentation. It's not what the committee says, and then bam, that's it. That's like the rules of the road for the rest of the General Assembly.
No, with the, especially like any committee that supposedly we elect to do something, because it's assembly that decides which committees we're going to have. And then once we decide who those are, then we give them a task. And then when they complete that task, they bring that back to assembly for the assembly to vote on what we want to do about what we ask them to do. So
right.
They don't make a decision on how we're going to do something or what we're going to do. It's still the assembly that makes the decision. They bring back recommendations.
Correct.
And
so the recommendation of the election committee is that they held an election, but there was multiple issues with it. So what I'm just recommending is that since we didn't really follow the kind of, I'll call it the rules of the road on the how to build an assembly handbook, that we look at that and then determine as an assembly if we would like to have that service and what it is and how it will look and, you know, go forward that way.
Okay. Again, in our government that we're building is when we have questions about how we're doing things, we create a committee, an oversight committee to oversee it and to see what went wrong or not wrong or whatever and get all the evidence to us so that we can look it over. That's what I'm asking right now is we need an oversight committee to go over the election committee voting or the way we picked elections or people. Because, again, we've been trying to work on documents and all that kind of stuff, and we haven't completed any of them yet and voted them in. So we got to start somewhere to move this forward.
Right, right. Well, and the somewhere would be that, you know, there is no voting people onto committees. They can jump on them. They can jump off of them. You know, there you cannot vote people into a committee.
I don't remember seeing that anywhere in the handbook. I am going to look it up. And I'm also going to ask Anna these questions because we need to get farther up because there's now going to be more discrepancies on how do we really build an assembly.
Rafi, may I?
Go ahead.
I was going to look through the book too, but I, from what I understand, Denise, and it makes sense to me, if we're going to go by to how to build the assembly handbook, and it does not say that we vote on the committees, then we need, if we want to establish that for our state, then we need to go through and write it up and vote on that, that we will.
Exactly.
Thank you. That's what I thought, the way that I understood it. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it has to be, the process of the General Assembly. You're exactly right.
Okay. Then I will get with some people to write up what it is that how we're going to handle these things, and then we can go over that document and change it, fix it, come up with a decision on whatever we're going to do and vote on it.
Great. And then I'd also like to, you know, you mentioned, Rocky, that you would like to establish an oversight committee to look at how this election was conducted. And so if you're asking that as a motion on the floor, and if we are in a meeting where we can vote, I would like to second that because I think it's a good idea.
Well, we're not going to vote in this meeting, but
okay.
We will build a we'll get the people, get the word out for three people to be in the oversight committee so that we can get somebody to go over this, and also that will help us create documents on how we're going to do it.
All right, but then the people, like you mentioned before, it can't be anybody with a conflict of interest who voted on this last election, because it would be a conflict of interest because they voted or not voted or they abstained. So we'd have to find three people that did not participate in the election.
You're making it worse here, Denise.
Well, I'm just saying that you just said
just
that,
because,
and I agree.
Just because somebody voted either way doesn't make them a conflict. It would be the person that is actually being elected or the one that's complaining about it.
Well, I'm just saying that they may not even realize, particularly if they're a new ASN, that we have a process. And the process for an election is to post the election. You wait for 30 days. During the time of the 30 days of the election, then you can take information from the candidates. And the reason that they do that is so that everything is out in the open and totally transparent about everything involving the election. And then the election is held. And then 2 weeks after the election, the results are posted.
Okay, Denise, you're talking about two separate things here. One of them is committees that we're voting on or, you know, trying to get committees established. The other one is our elected officers is the 30-day wait and posting it in the paper and all that kind of stuff. This is two different kinds of elections or voting. We're talking right now about only voting in our committees, not a real election.
Okay, election, well, then you said the word election, Rocky, so that's why I was
okay, then we need
that. So if it's not an election and it's part of the election committee, I think the what the election committee involves themselves with is elections and how we want that to look on our assembly. So, yeah, I'm totally for that. Whatever's totally the most transparent and involves the most people, that's what I'm for.
Okay, so then we need to change our committee to voting committee instead of election committee because you don't like the name.
No, I love the name. I love the name as long as it's transparent. But if you're saying it's an election, I looked up elections in the How to Build an Assembly Handbook, and this is what it said. And I'm not making it up. That's just what's in there.
Well, I understand, but you're talking about the elections of our officials. We're not there yet. We're trying to build our assembly to get standing up, which is our voting in our committees and stuff. So we can drop the name elections because we're not really electing officials. We can change it to a voting committee because we're trying to vote in all our committees to get our standing.
And I love the idea of people standing up or, you know, wanting to be a part of it, but I do think that that's a General Assembly issue, and it needs to be voted on by the General Assembly and how those things will look and how we'll do them. And by the way, I thought you did a great job on the ballot.
Thank you. I don't know. The more we keep doing this, the longer we vote for anything. Because we got to get somebody to be able to count the votes. We got to be able to vote, to let everybody vote. And doing a meeting like this with however many people that show up, that can show up because of personal issues or working or whatever, they don't have a chance to vote. So we got to give them a chance. So
totally.
That's the ideal of the voting through ballots. Now, if we don't like that way or whatever, we still need to create an oversight committee that's going to overlook this and come up with what they think our procedure should be, which is now going to set back everything else we need to vote on until we get some kind of established rule or procedure that we're going to use for voting. So at this point, we're going to create an oversight committee so that we could oversee whatever just happened, try to come up with some kind of documentation and for everybody to look at and vote on so that we'll have a procedure for voting. Anybody else want to say anything about it? So is everybody in agreement with getting an oversight committee so that we can build procedures or whatever to start voting on things?
I think it's a great idea. But again, if it's a committee and we're voting people into a committee, then how do we do that? Do three people just step up and say they want to be in it? And then, you know, what if it's three people that, you know, are not going to be unbiased? Then those people will not be giving a fair look to the election we just had, which we know multiple people did not even receive the ballot.
And what you say, and I haven't got everybody that said they didn't get a ballot was able to get a ballot and vote. So if there's anybody that didn't, then I really need to know about that because I don't know anybody.
Well, two of the people on the ballot, myself and Mark, never got ballots until the day before they were due. So that was number one.
No, it was like 3 or 4 days before.
No, I didn't get mine till it was the voting
on the third. On the third. I got emails from you on the third. You got it. I got your ballot on the third that you voted, and it was due on the fifth.
Right, but I didn't get it till the 3rd. So everybody else got theirs on the 27th or 28th. And then I happened to send you an email, and then you were like, oops, she didn't get a ballot. You sent me one.
Right, but I sent the email out to everybody. There wasn't not sending it to certain people. Mark, the reason he didn't get it, because I had his spelling wrong on his email. I corrected that and got his ballot to him.
Which is perfect, yeah. I know.
So,
I mean,
like I said, everybody that didn't get a ballot or supposedly didn't get one, got one and was able to vote.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know that ASN have contacted me and they didn't receive the ballots. And
who?
I asked them to look in their spam and they did not find it. So either we have to come up with a way to make sure that when we distribute ballots, everybody gets them. And, like, I was on the ballot. I didn't even get one until I sent you an email, and then you sent me one. I didn't even know that there was actually a vote going on until someone told me about it.
Denise, you knew about there was going to be a voting because the last meeting before that, I said I was going to send out ballots.
And you didn't say I'm going to send them out on this date or anything like that. You sent them out to everyone else the 28th, and I got mine on the 3rd.
I sent it out with the minutes. Okay, either way, we need an oversight committee to go over this.
Right.
There's no reason going back and forth. That doesn't matter. We need to look at the proof, look at what actually happened, and then come up with the oversight committee needs to come up with what happened. Was there anybody that didn't vote or could have voted or didn't get a ballot that they could find out? And then bring it to the assembly.
Thank you.
Nobody's questioning what you want or what we should do. We just need to get past this and get to it, right?
Rocky, may I?
Go ahead.
Just one thing I'd like to establish is if people have a problem, why are they burdening Denise or anybody else with it? They need to go to the source. Because that puts her in the middle or any of the rest of us. You know, I mean, you know I wasn't able to vote because of my computer problems. But, you know, anyone needs to go to you because that's firsthand. And I believe, like I said, because they've done it to me too. Don't go through Denise. Don't go through me or Kathy or anybody else. Go directly to you if they have a problem. I yield.
And that is true too. I even put out, like when I send out the meeting whatever. I write on there is if you know anybody that does not get the emails that wants them, please let me know. You know, have them email me and say, hey, I'm not on the email list. Put me on it, please. I will put you on it if I don't have you on it. I'm pretty sure I got everybody that is an ASN or ASC. Now, again, when I send out emails, once they leave my computer and hit the internet, I can't tell you what Google's going to do with it, what Yahoo's going to do with it, what any of these corporations are going to do with it, if you get it or not. I do my best to make sure everybody gets them. But if you don't know if somebody is even getting our normal meeting, you know, meetings and all that, you know, let me know so I can make sure and I can talk to them and do a little test with them to make sure they're getting them. That's the only thing I can do. I can't, you know, I don't run the world and I don't run the internet. So the only thing I can do is talk to them and make sure they're getting what they need to get. And again, like you said, Michelle, they need to come straight to me so I can fix it. Otherwise, I can't fix it. Anybody else want to say anything?
So just to summarize, the whole election committee is on hold and the elections need to be looked at, and we are developing an oversight committee, and I'm recommending that the people on the oversight committee could not have been involved either on the ballot or voted.
You're pretty much eliminating everybody.
Well, no, we have over 200 ASN.
And they're not involved, most of them.
Well.
So how do we fix this, Denise?
Well, you said in the agenda that you were going to discuss and go over the election, but I don't see, there was like no show of the ballots or who got them or how the voting was, because all of our voting is supposed to be transparent.
That is exactly what the Oversight Committee is for, is to make sure that is all done right. They can look at the ballots and they can look at all the people that it was sent to. I mean, it's the same email list I send every week. That's who I send it.
But I wasn't on it.
Again, like I said, you were on it. What happens on your side of it, I have no control.
No, it wasn't in my spam, it wasn't in my trash, it wasn't in my regular email.
But if your email client, your email system is through Google, say, and if Google doesn't deliver it, I can't fix that. You understand? So even though you get it or not get it or whatever, I can tell you, you are on the list. And again, when I sent out the list on the 3rd, again, to remind everybody, you got it.
That I did get it on the 3rd, yes.
Right, and that was again. That was again the list I always send to everybody, right? And you got it. So this time, whatever happened, it went through. The other time, it didn't go through. I don't know why. But you're still on the list. I don't remove anybody from my list. If there's 180 or 200 or whatever people that are, you know, in the deal, and that's the list I got, those are the lists that goes out. Now, why you get it or don't get it, I don't know. I have tried to track that. Even I have a mailing program that I'd use that even tracks if people get them or not. And even on that, it shows that only 60%, I think, of the people are actually getting them. Or it says that it thinks they got them. Only 40% of them are opening them, and only like 20% are actually reading. So, I again, once they leave me, even with the using a mailing service, they don't know if everybody gets them either. So I don't know how to fix it. Other than having those people contact me and let me do a test with them to make sure they're getting their emails.
Can I suggest something?
Yeah, go ahead.
What if we, maybe to solve this, what if we were to just make do the vote again? Is there a possibility we can just vote again and send out all the emails again and try it that way and see? I mean,
yeah, we could do that. I mean, that's
all the this back and forth.
I'm with doing it again if we want to do it again. That's up to everybody. That's what we're discussing here on what happened, what it is we can fix it, or what it is that we can do to go to move forward. Because we have to have a way of voting, and we're not doing a vote in a meeting like this with only a few handful of people, because there's,
well,
I get emails
to the people that come to the meeting. I mean, more people need to come, like, be involved.
Okay, there's people that can't be involved because they're working. They have special events
right.
They're doing. They have other things. They have a right to vote too, even though
no,
they
I understand
can't be in every
that.
Meeting.
What I'm saying is we can resend all the emails out to everybody and maybe just do a revote.
We can do that. Is that what everybody wants?
That's just a suggestion from me, but yeah, I yield.
Okay, that's your, I forgot what you call it. If anybody wants to second that or we want to do it or whatever, I mean, I'm okay with sending it out again. It's just, everything that we're doing lately is just getting more put off and put off, and we're not getting anywhere. We're not building an assembly. We're going through just a bunch of whatever, you know what I'm saying?
I had another ASN call me. He said, well, how can I send Rocky an email? Can I just email him back because I don't have a printer? And then someone else told me, well, my printer's broken. I can't print it out, so I can't vote. So I think printing out the ballot has stopped some people from voting. I know when we originally talked about this in our meeting, I said if we could use a app service, because then it's on people's phone, it goes right to their phone, it's radio buttons, boop, 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 they do it, and then they send it back so you know if they got it, if they opened it, if they voted, and then there's a report for the whole assembly. And so we're using IT, and they just vote, everybody can see what the voting was, who voted, and what they voted for, which we're supposed to have all transparent elections, by the way.
Okay. Then who's paying for this?
It's $20.
Again, who's paying for this?
We can collect $20 to try it if we think that maybe that would work or... Otherwise, if we do have something where they have to print them out, they feel like they're at a disadvantage because they don't have printers or they can't print it out and get it back to you. If it's just on email, that would be easier instead of printing out a ballot, because then they could just, you know, send it back to you with yes, no, or whatever.
I'll send out an email that has the candidates on the email. They can just write in the email what they want and send it back.
I think that's probably easier.
What's that?
I think that that would be easier for some people, especially because they don't even have computers. They only have phones.
Okay. So we're going to do another ballot, or another, not ballot. We're going to do another vote. And it's going to be email only, back to the elections email. And it'll just have each person wrote in the email. You're going to then say in that email which ones you're picking and then email it back.
I think that will be the best way to involve the most people.
Okay. Then I will, on this minutes, when I send out the minutes, I will send out in that email the vote for everybody.
Thank you, Rocky.
So if you don't get it, the minutes, then let me know. And I'll do that within the next couple days. I'll do it before Monday. I'll try to.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Are we, everybody good with what that's going? And we're, I'm still going to create an oversight committee to overlook everything that we do, just so that if there's any complaints or any things that we maybe didn't do something right or whatever, that at least they can oversee it. We need an oversight committee to build our assembly. So I'll get that started. And tomorrow, if you can help me send out emails to people to get them into the oversight committee.
Yes, I'm going to send out the emails tonight.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Tamara.
No problem.
Okay. The next thing I had on the agenda, whatever, but a lot of people are talking about, because Anna lost her husband, and there's a lot of people wanting to know how she's doing and that kind of stuff. I did email her, or text her, really. We were talking, and I'm sharing my screen right now, and this is the text that she sent me back, that she wanted me to basically just let everybody know that she's all right and the Federation's all right. And says, right now we are collapsing the so-called administrative states. She's, if everybody hasn't heard or whatever, as soon as Jim died, they tried to take her property away from her. Literally the next day, right? So she's in the middle of, she put out a criminal report on them. She's going after the state, or after the de facto, over what they're trying to do. And that's what this text is basically saying, that she's trying to collapse both the territorial and the municipal states back into the actual states, which is us. Okay? So when she does this, that's going to be good for all of us, because that will destroy any of them for property taxes, anything like that they're going to come after you for. And because they're doing this to her, she's making it more personal. And so, but she wants to let you know that she's still fighting. She's doing okay. And, you know, as you know, Jim was the head of the Federation. And they're in the process of right now picking another Federation head. And that should be coming in the next week or two or whatever. She put a hold on any kind of calls or anything that she was been doing until October. So she's trying to take a little time here to mourn, you know, basically get her head back together. But like she said, she is doing well. And I'm glad that she is. And I don't know if we can, if anybody can, whatever, send her any money or anything. Let's do that too. It's just to help her with this fight, you know, with her property and everybody else's, because this is going to set a precedent into their courts on what they do. And like I said, she's going after all of them. Does anybody want to say anything about this or have any questions about Anna?
I'd like to just say thank you for sharing. Appreciate you letting us know.
You're welcome. Yeah, there's just been a lot of people. The coordinator called for Thursday night. Michelle Ford went ahead and did it, and it was basically just to talk about, too, what Anna's doing. And, you know, Lisa actually talked to her on the phone for 30 minutes or whatever, and she just said she sounded tired, and but she's still kicking and fighting on everything that she's doing. You'll notice that articles are still going out. You know, she's writing articles and sending them out, so she's still working, but she's doing it in her way. You know, because, again, if you ever lost somebody, I lost my mom in December, and I lost two kids, and it's tough. And you have to go through a period of, you know, trying to get back to where you think something's normal again. Anybody else want to say something?
Thank you for your service, Rocky. This is Pauline, and to all of you, I yield.
You're welcome. You know, this is actually one of the better things I've ever done in my life. I enjoy bringing people together and trying to do something to help people, and I believe this movement is that, and, you know, so does Anna. That's the reason she keeps fighting. You know, the other thing that comes up a lot, too, is the banking stuff. You know, and Anna said before October, well, you know, October's almost here, and we haven't seen anything about it yet. So we're hoping that we do see something. I keep trying to talk to GFG, but they're not talking right now to anybody. So, you know, there's so many people that are hurting, and the way the economy is going right now, it's just getting worse. And it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. And I'm just hoping that it gets released here really soon.
Amen to that.
Yeah, exactly. That was basically, I'm going to stop sharing here. That was basically all I wanted to talk about this time. So the last thing that was on the agenda was about talking about when the next election is going to be. We already talked about that. As far as soon as I get this minutes, whatever, I'm going to come up with, in that email, with the people to vote on again. I will send the email out. And again, if you know of anybody that does not get the email or doesn't even get my emails at all, please let me know. Have them email me. Any contact should come straight to me, not through anybody else, so that I can fix it. I want to fix and make sure everybody is getting all the information, you know, and being able to vote and to help stand up this assembly. And I appreciate everybody that's involved, and, you know, everybody, you know, talk to everybody you can, because we got to create an oversight committee. See if anybody that you know of that wants to be in the oversight committee, and have them contact me, whatever. And again, I'll put those in the email too, that these are going to be the people in the oversight. Do we have any other comments or anything else? Do I hear a adjourn?
A motion to adjourn.
Anybody second it?
Second.
Okay. Everybody say aye.
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 Okay. Everybody, anybody that don't say no? Okay. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming.